Okay, we've talked about outsourcing. Now let's talk about privatization. Privatization is, in reality, a form of outsourcing. Instead of leaving the country, you just send jobs into the private sector out of the public sector. For example, schools are a public sector job. So are police, libraries, firemen. Anything that's paid for with tax dollars is a public sector job. In an effort to lower taxes and lower budgets, what is happening in many public sectors is that jobs in that sector are being outsourced to the private sector, otherwise being privatized. Now, what happens when a job is privatized? Well, let's take the custodians at Oak Ridge. Their wages were paid for by the school district. They had a decent wage, and they had decent benefits. They had health care. The school, in an effort to cut its budget, fired all the workers. What happens then is they go to an outside private agency that assembles unskilled labor. They bring them in to serve as custodians. However, in this case, when you privatize in and you bring in these private sector workers, these workers are paid a much lower wage. These workers do not receive health care and other benefits that help them achieve a higher standard of living. So consequently, what you've done is you've privatized the custodians. We've also privatized bus drivers. We've privatized kitchen workers. We are beginning to privatize teachers as well. The idea of charter schools are privatization of public schools. Muskegon Heights did that. They fired all of their teachers, some with salaries in the range from $25,000 up to $65,000. And then they had an outside charter group come in and take on the school's responsibilities. And they began to hire these same teachers back or other teachers at a much lower wage of $25,000 or $30,000. This effort to charter schools will see its most fruitful route in cyber schools, because what you can do is you can get rid of teachers. You can put one teacher on a television program. You can send that out over the internet, and you can then, in essence, cut your costs because you're paying for a lot less professional teachers. You use cyber school teachers to cover the cost of instruction. Now, you certainly save money. There's no doubt that money will be saved, but there is also no assurance, or probably a pretty lack of assurance, that quality will be maintained. Students will not have the ability to interact with other students. They will not be able to interact with an instructor in a prompt manner. We've already seen what cyber schools like with the introduction of E2020. It's not a pretty option for public education. This will be an ongoing issue as states and local school districts attempt to cut budgets, and you're going to see privatization in all aspects of the public realm, I think, in the years to come.